you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. And again, thank you to, all my contributors that just make Fridays so much fun and informative. Steve Moore, especially, the new nominee to the Fed board. I tried to give him the chairmanship earlier in the hour. He wouldn't take it. I said, you wouldn't be the Fed chair? I'll make you the Fed chair. I don't have the power to make you the Fed chair, but I'll try. He wasn't biting. But he and Herman Cain and a couple of others, and there may be some real now rational thinkers that get on the Fed board and could actually impact monetary policy in a very positive way. So I'm glad that they're there and willing to serve. Kayleigh McEnany, Governor Huckabee, and of course the very sweet sweetheart Chrissy Metz, and friends, that movie next year, or not next year, and next week should be coming out. And it's a true story. It's a bona fide documented miracle. The kid was dead for an hour when his mom prayed for him, and he immediately had the heartbeat to begin again after being dead for more than an hour. And then if you didn't catch the first hour of the show today, or you did, Paul Batura from Focus on the Family, we're going to be gathering what I hope is 50,000 people in Times Square on May 4th to observe 40 ultrasounds being done. That's the weekend before Mother's Day. And in the day and age in which we live, where you have abortion just happening at every turn, and now for as many reasons after the child is born, supposedly, it's just something has to be done. Reasonable people do not believe that born children should be allowed to die. It's just we don't believe in that. So more details on that. AliveFromNewYork.com. AliveFromNewYork.com. The 2-hour event in Times Square. And find out all the details and then plan on joining us. I think that I will be a part of the speaking lineup that afternoon, so I hope that you'll make plans. All right, so yesterday, another bit of movie news. Last night, I got an inside scoop from the people at the 130 agency that said that Chrissy Metz's co-star, Sterling K. Brown, has signed on to play the true story of Willie Davis Jr. Now, Willie Davis Jr. has been featured on HBO Sports, Real Sports, a couple of times, but it's the true story of a high school janitor who took over as the head basketball coach of the local high school, and what he did with those kids' lives was just unbelievable. Sterling K. Brown, going to be playing that role, who's Chrissy Metz's brother. He's the African-American brother of Kate's character on NBC's This Is Us. So that's kind of cool. And then finally, Mr. Beto O'Rourke yesterday decided to compare Donald Trump to the Third Reich. The only problem was everything he said about why the two should be compared is actually not true. But he needs to be reminded that it's not, which is the way those Dems are doing a lot these days. Anyway, have a great weekend. See you Monday.